I have the opportunity, God's given me the opportunity to go to seminary probably within 6 months to a year, depending on how it works out.
Uh-huh.
And I guess what I'm struggling with as I'm newly married, and I want to be a good husband, and I want to, when I have children, be a good dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering how does a pastor do that with the demands on their time, you know, at work and emotions, and then coming home? And I'm just wondering, do you have any insight on how you've dealt with that?
Well, I can tell you how to do everything wrong.
I believe it. Newman.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got 5 children, and it is a struggle because I'm overcommitted. I have too many things, and I have not given my wife and children the attention they deserve. It's a challenge. You need to control your personal life and still be faithful to your calling.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a good partner who's with you. Don't go into the ministry if your partner is not with you on it.
Okay.
If your spouse is not there. But you know what? I would highly recommend that you send in for our advanced Bible study course. We have a lot of ministers that are taking that.
Okay.
It'll really enhance your preaching, and it's free.
Okay.
You know, Jeff, when I was studying for the ministry, I had a teacher say something to me that really caused me to step back and pray a lot. He said, if you can do anything else with your life, if you can, don't be a minister.
In other words, you have to do it because you have to do it.
You have
right.
to do it because you have to do it.
If you're thinking, well, shall I be a plumber or a minister, and you don't know, be a plumber.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Doug and Dick.
All right.
Jeff. Thank you.
Good night.
Yes.